episode number 1 of Too Busy? Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Greg Dean. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Too Busy? Try these tips to streamline your nervelessness. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
If you never take breaks, if you work during lunchtime, if you don't remember the last time you had a do-nothing day, then you are too busy. You may have gone to bed and closed your eyes early, but your busy mind will not shut off. Obviously, your life cannot be stupid, banal, or meaningless if you are so busy, fully occupied every hour of the day. As I have experienced, being too busy reduces the quality of your life. Overcoming difficulties can be a process, but it's worth it. You have the opportunity to enjoy each day to the fullest and be proud of your work. There are so many ways to effectively manage stress, but you can only do this after you really notice and acknowledge that you are really too busy and too stressed. When I learned about the seriousness of chronic stress and my overly busy life, I tried to change my habits and minimize my daily stress. We often deal with stress by staying busy and distracting ourselves or by trying to completely ignore what's really going on. Those who suffer from boredom especially need to listen to their body and not get strength during the day when they are not feeling well. The stress of these things will not only cause a decline in cognitive function and concentration, but it is also a starting point for other issues listed in this post. However, I understand that worrying about these things is also a life choice. When you are too busy, you may not even know what the right thing is. The starting point for finding balance is to know what is most important, so that you can focus your time and energy on those things, people, or activities. When various sounds, lights, and characters are competing for your attention, this combination can be subtle. If you check your email at your desk and ask the kids how you are doing today, you are too busy. It's amazing how much time we spend on our devices learning about other people's lives, watching the news, or scrolling through the days in our social apps. In greeting cards, Americans used to share the news of our life, but now we're more likely than ever to mention how busy we are. Here are 8 signs that can help you honestly know if you are too busy. If you always plan a few weeks in advance, you may be too busy. Although a certain amount of flexibility is important, you should allow time for tasks that you know need to be completed. Go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. When we are too busy, sleep is one of the first things that comes out of the window. And not getting enough sleep can deplete the neurotransmitter serotonin, which plays a role in calming us down during times of stress. One of the side effects of being overworked and unbalanced is low guilt. We are so focused on what's next that we rarely take the time to ask ourselves if we are living the life we want or are truly present in the life we have. We hide the awareness of our mortality with our activities or we convince ourselves that later we will have time to live the life we want. Like the people in Dr. Seuss's Place of Waiting, we may end up waiting. Waiting for life to happen, spending time in idle pursuits, and telling ourselves that we will live the life we want when the mortgage is paid or when the children grow up, or we will retire. It's not that we have so little time, but that we are losing so much. The life we get is not short, but we make it. We have a good supply, but we use what we have as expensive. In Voyage on the Moon with Einstein, Joshua Foer suggests a way to lengthen time. You can exercise every day, eat healthy foods, and live a long life with a short one. People in this world of endless time are surprisingly familiar to us, because we live as if we should live forever. We worry about what has already happened or what is coming. The key to a pleasurable sense of optimal employment, Rocca told Quartz, lies in our perception of time. The problem with constantly trying to achieve this state is that it's easy to get too busy and, as a result, nervous, they wrote. Some people perceive their too busy work as a sign of success or a successful career. Rather, wrote Jonas Rocca of Emelian Business School and Ioana Lupu of Essek Business School, some knowledge workers are trying to achieve a state that is not too stressful but not particularly relaxing. The reality is that virtual happy hours won't make people perform better. But if people trust their managers enough to express ideas and take risks without fear of failure, they will want to get their jobs done more often. It is what dominates the employee experience that translates into the customer experience to deliver outstanding business results. It's not about being busy with a full schedule, but how the person wants to be perceived. In times of crisis, every situation can seem like an emergency, and the decision to speed up the process can actually lead to more chaos and confusion. After many years of being busy, it can be difficult to change your mindset and automatic responses. To guide your business and leadership strategy, there are some workplace priorities, even if they are counterintuitive, that you can no longer ignore or be too busy. When you're busy, you suddenly think of five more things you need to do or think about. While these words all mean busy or busy, busy primarily emphasizes activity, not idleness or leisure. Being busy is good, and there is a connection with a sense of satisfaction or success and a desire to share it with others. Seriousness is overrated, and I feel much healthier and even childish when I don't take myself so seriously and when I try to make others laugh. I work harder than ever and find it difficult not to fall into the traps of insanity. Overall, though, I feel better than I have felt in a long time. More aware of the choices I make, more attached to the people around me, and more energetic for my day-to-day needs. The amazing irony here, at least for me, is that by doing less, I get so much more out of life.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Greg and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Too Busy, and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.